Have you heard this one? A wife woke up on her birthday and said to her husband, "I wish I was 6 again." The husband wanted to please her, immediately whisks her into a car and off to a party city they go. Buys her a party hat, one of those blowy things. Then back in the car and off to Disneyland. They do everything. Space Mountain, It's a Small World, the whole gamut. Finally, they head back home, and on the way home, they stop at McDonald's, and he buys her 2 Happy Meals with those little toys inside. Finally, they get back home, and exhausted, they fall into bed. And the husband says to his wife, "Well, how did it feel to be 6 again?" And the wife turns to her husband and says, "You idiot, I meant my dress size." Well, welcome to our new message series, More Than Meets the Eye. I think it's an important message series because we humans tend to be led by what we see, by our senses, what we hear or taste or smell, but especially with these. But the Bible says that our battle is not against flesh and blood, not against what we can see, but rather against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. And our main weapon in this spiritual battle is God's Word. But God's Word works if you remember it. If you don't know this truth, it will hurt you big time. But if you do know it, it will elevate your life to another level. Anybody want to hear from God today? Then will you pray with me? And raise your hand as a show of affirmation to God. Dear God, I am ready to hear your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you have a Bible, open it now to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 3, verse 26 to 27. When the king of Moab saw that the battle had gone against him, he took with him 700 swordsmen to break through to the king of Edom, but they failed. Then he took his firstborn son, who was to succeed him as king, and offered him as a sacrifice on the city wall. The fury against Israel was great. They withdrew and returned to their own land. My goodness. This is the kind of story that will make you scratch your head till you're bald. Or if you're bald, want you to pull your own hair. Until you learn the truth. That the real battle is spiritual. And the real weapon you have is God's Word. But God's Word works if you use it. I want you to put in your heart today 3 words. Remember God's Word. Right here. Remember God's Word. Because God's Word works if you remember it. This is unique to the human situation. In the mineral world, God speaks and it's done. In the plant world, God speaks and it's done. In the animal world, God speaks and it's done. But in the human world, God speaks and then God waits for our okay, our affirmation, our remembrance of His Word before it is done in you. Why does God do it this way? Perhaps it's because we humans, alone of all of God's creation, are created in God's image. That means we have veto power over even God's Word in our lives. We have the freedom to choose to obey God or reject God, to say yes to good or no to good, to remember God's word or forget it. But if you remember God's word, then God's power and blessings and will flow into your life. Just one day before this ending of the story we read earlier, just one day before that, God's word had come to Israel. Look at 2 Kings chapter 3, starting at verse 16. This is what the Lord says, "Make this valley full of ditches." For this is what the Lord says, "You will see neither wind nor rain, yet this valley will be filled with water, and you, your cattle, and your other animals will drink. This is an easy thing in the eyes of the Lord. He will also hand Moab over to you. You will overthrow every fortified city and every major town. You will cut down every good tree, stop up all the springs, and ruin every good field with stones." And it seems that Israel remembered God's word. Because when they woke up the next morning and water was flowing, the water did not flow away. It did not go down the drain, but it stayed for them to drink of it and all their animals. And also the water in the hot Middle Eastern sun to their enemy Moab looked like blood. So Moab, confused, ventures straight into Israel's camp and start to get slaughtered. And just like God's word said, Israel starts to destroy Moab's towns. They start to cut down Moab's trees. They stop up Moab's springs, and they ruin Moab's fields with stones. Moab's king, seeing that the battle is against him, tries to attack the king of Edom, who is allied with Israel at that time. But that fails. So as a last-ditch effort, Moab's king takes his son, who would succeed him as king, and sacrifices him as a human sacrifice on the Moab city wall. And the Bible says the fury against Israel was great. And Israel retreats, withdraws, goes home with its tail between its legs. And Israel does not remember God's word that Moab will be handed over to them. And it seems that Israel never got another chance to capture Moab. What's the lesson here? The real battle is spiritual. Your real weapon is God's word. But God's word will not work until you remember it. Adam forgot that. The first man ever created was given a word from God. You are free to eat anything in the garden, but this one fruit do not eat, or you will surely die. Well, Adam forgot, and he ate. And all of humanity has been trying to recover our freedom since then. In contrast, Abraham in the Bible heard a word from God too, but he remembered. God said to Abraham, "Leave your country and go to a land that I will show you, and I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and all nations on earth will be blessed through you as well." Abraham remembered God's word, and he left his country and became the father of many nations. Now Adam was enticed by the beauty of that fruit. It sure looked good to eat. And Abraham could have been led by what he saw. Hey God, I kind of enjoy this house I'm living in now. And I've never seen this new place you're talking about. I mean, show me a picture, show me a blueprint, give me a 3D tour, something. But if not, I'm not going. But Abraham knew that life was more than meets the eye. And he remembered God's word. And he went. And we are blessed by his remembrance of God's word to this day. One last example, Jonah. Jonah received the word of God. Go to Nineveh and preach against that city. But Jonah at first did not remember. Instead, he ran away straight into a giant storm and a big fish. But 3 days or so of sitting in the stomach of this huge fish gave time for Jonah to remember God's word. And finally, remembering, he went to Nineveh. He preached against that city and he led one of the greatest revivals in human history. Because Jonah finally remembered God's word. Will you remember God's word? Hey, but Pastor, I never received a word from God, never heard a word from God. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. It's a word seen in many football stadiums. It's a word seen in Super Bowls and World Series. It's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Anybody going through battles right now? Sure you are. I mean, we're in the midst of a pandemic. But more than we can see, there is a pandemic around us of hate. There are too many George Floyds, too much looting, too much demonstrations that go violent. But remember, God so loved the world. That means God loves you. So be filled with God's love and overcome the hate in the world. In this world, there's a pandemic of doubt. We doubt ourselves. We doubt our abilities. We doubt our self-worth. We doubt our government. We doubt our economy. We doubt our future. But remember, God gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And when God gives you Jesus, all the doubts disappear. And you have everything you need. In the world, there is also a pandemic of fear. We fear little viruses. We fear the future. We fear death. But remember God's word, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Just because you believe in Jesus, you will not perish. That's God's word. You will not go to hell. That's God's word. You will have everlasting life. You're going to heaven. And that is God's word. But you need to remember it for it to be true in you. Church, will you remember God's word today? Will you remember God's word? Meditate on God's word. Live out God's word. Because when you remember God's word, God's power, and God's ability, and God's freedom flow into your life. Will you remember God's word? I pray that you will do so right now. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word today. Thank you for your word that as we remember you and what you have said, your power and your blessings and your freedom will flow into our lives. Lord, help us not to be stubborn. Help us not to be forgetful. Help us to remember God's word. Even just one sentence. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Whosoever includes me and everyone listening today, that if we believe in Jesus, all the hate is dispelled. All the doubt is dispelled. All the fear is pushed away to make room for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. We receive this by faith, and we remember this day and always God's word. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Amen, church. God bless you. Next week, we will have the second part of this message series, More Than Meets the Eye, as we look into more than meets the eye inside you. Hope to see you then.